Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachung. Our text for reflection is Mark 6, 1-6. The Gospel according to St. Mark chapter 6, verse 1-6. Jesus left there and went to his hometown, accompanied by his disciples. When the Sabbath came, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many who heard him were amazed. "Where did this man get these things?" they asked. "What's this wisdom that has been given him? What are these remarkable miracles he is performing? Isn't this the carpenter? Isn't this Mary's son and the brother of James, Joseph, Judas, and Simon? Aren't his sisters here with us?" And they took offense at him. Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor except in his own town, among his relatives, and in his own home." He could not do any miracles there, except lay his hands on a few sick people and heal them. He was amazed at their lack of faith. Then Jesus went around teaching from village to village. My theme for reflection is, when familiarity breeds contempt, when familiarity breeds contempt. Have you ever had someone underestimate you simply because they knew you too well? Maybe an old friend or a family member who, no matter what you accomplish, still sees you as the kid who used to spill juice on the couch. There is something about familiarity that makes people resistant to change, especially when it comes to recognizing growth, wisdom, or authority in someone they have always known differently. That is exactly what happened to Jesus in Mark 6, 1-6, when he returned to his hometown of Nazareth. The people were astonished at his teaching, but instead of embracing him as the Messiah, they scoffed, saying, "Isn't this the carpenter? Isn't this Mary's son?" They could not reconcile the boy they had watched grew up with a man who now spoke with divine wisdom and performed mighty miracles. Their familiarity with Jesus blinded them to his true identity, and Mark tells us that their unbelief left Jesus amazed. Unbelief is not always outright rejection. It can be subtle. It can take the form of indifference, skepticism, or even an attitude that says, "I already know all there is to know about Jesus." We hear sermons, read scripture, and go through religious motions, but do we allow Jesus to truly transform our hearts? Like the people of Nazareth, do we keep him confined to a familiar and comfortable role rather than surrendering to his lordship in every area of our lives? Dietrich Bonhoeffer once said, "The sin of respectable people is running from responsibility." The people of Nazareth refused the responsibility that came with recognizing Jesus as Lord. Accepting him would have meant changing their lives, admitting their need for him, and surrendering their preconceived ideas about who he was. Instead, they dismissed him. And so Jesus did few miracles there, not because he lacked power, but because their lack of faith made them unable to receive what he offered. This passage challenges us to examine our own faith. Have we grown so comfortable with Jesus that we no longer expect him to do great things in our lives? Have we allowed our own skepticism, routine, or even disappointment to dull our sense of wonder and expectation? Jesus is not just a figure from our past. He is alive, active, and working in ways we often fail to see. So today, let us move beyond casual familiarity and into true faith. Let us not be like those in Nazareth who let the assumptions rob them of the miraculous. Instead, let us approach Jesus with fresh eyes, open hearts, and expectant faith, ready to be transformed by his presence and power. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, in what areas of your life have you become too familiar with Jesus, treating him as ordinary rather than extraordinary? Number two, how can you cultivate a deeper sense of faith and expectation in your walk with Christ? Lord Jesus, forgive me for the times I have taken you for granted or placed limits on what you can do in my life. Open my eyes to see you anew with faith that expects great things. Remove any unbelief from my heart and help me to trust you fully. May I never become so familiar with you that I fail to honor you as Lord. Strengthen my faith and use me to bring others into a deeper relationship with you. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.